Hey, we'll finish, you think?
That's it. Let's do those this week. So 187. Omer Hashem, Avata Yichshali Lefit Dvaracha. Ain Hefresh Bein Nevoas Moshe Hashanavim Ki Kulam Reim Hatmuna Azaz Mevul Moin Sheim Kulam Leiz Barach. What's the difference between Nevoas Moshe? Omer Haseichel Ata Omer Locha Hefresh Gadol Shbein Moshe Rabbeinu Hashanavim. I'll explain to you. Kishanavim Afilu Admus Hazel Liyuchul Lahavet Baya Batek Mor. Whatever they're seeing, which is representing the truth that they're getting a understanding in, even that thing you can't get a full appreciation of. Ki eino nira lahem ella kamoi achar salim oi kamoi marois oi marois built in mitzuch tzachos. It's not clear to them. Inyan zeh pirush chazal amikra zeh atzmoi ma bei Moshe l'shar neviim Rabbi Yehuda oimer kol neviim ro mitach teishas baklariyos Moshe mitach as baklariyah achas. Everyone saw through nine hefsekim and Moshe saw through. There were no hefsekim.
Where are you getting this from?
What?
Sparkler Shane over here, it's like 9 seconds.
It's a medrash. Rabbanan calling a vim row, mitochas paklayim meluchlechas, Moshe mitochas paklayim mitzuchtechas. He saw it clearly, they saw it blurred. Since they can't even see the image, so therefore the representation of the image, which is supposed to concretize that which is going into their mind, is not going to be as clear.
How did they prophesize with any confidence and any sense of
Well, because he said before, because they weren't interpreting the Mara, it became knowledge. But he's saying that the knowledge is represented by the
unclear images.
image. So therefore, the knowledge is also as cloudy as the images.
Yeah, so if you had a cloudy image about something that's going to happen in the future and you have to face a bunch of people and you know that if you're wrong,
No,
you're gonna
but
lose faith, right?
it sounds like the knowledge was not interpreted from the image. The knowledge became known to them as part of the Nevuah. So he's just so that's his question now. So what's the difference between that and Moshe Rabbeinu's knowledge? So he said, because Moshe Rabbeinu's knowledge, the image was clear, but who cares? Because you're not interpreting
You're
the image
getting the
anyway.
same result. Is that what you're saying?
That's the question, right? Because anyway, you're not interpreting the image.
They're just getting the knowledge of the image.
Right. So what's the difference how
Okay.
blurry the image is?
Okay, good question.
That
Student is a pretty good student.
who?
Student in the book.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's a good question because that means that really if you're trying to interpret images, okay, so the clarity of the image makes a big difference. But if you're not trying to interpret the images, what's going on? So he says, somehow or other. I guess there's still levels of clarity in that in knowledge. There's still levels of clarity in knowledge. Are there things that you know is there something that you know 100% to be true?
Yeah, I know my father was. I know that I have, 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Right. So is there something that's less clear to you, but still you know it? I know that Israel is in, has the Mediterranean Sea on its west side and the Jordan River on the right side. Now, I know that from the Torah, so therefore that doesn't count. But if I knew it from studying a map. So I know it, but it can't tell me I know it as well as I know that I have 10 fingers.
Okay, so
So then it
this is
means
a little of a bit of a political
well,
statement,
I know
but
it, right?
so, or I could say, it's at least what I hope that I believe, but I can't say with certainty that Israel makes an effort to conduct themselves morally in war. Maybe they don't. I don't know it.
No, that's an interpretation of things. I'm talking about factual stuff. You studied a map and you know that
What's
England
the
is to the north of France.
amount of details also? So that's a fact.
Right. But do you know that as well as you have 10 fingers?
No.
You don't, Lamaisa, but you know both of them.
Right.
So there's levels of knowledge, even in things that you know 100%
Ah.
to be true, is what I'm trying to say. I mean, if
Okay.
I had to put money down on that Fr England is to the north of France, I would. But at the end of the day, it's still,
It's northeast.
yeah, I'm saying, I still not as, in other words, it's still not a part of you.
Rav Noach Weinberg called it 10-finger clarity.
Right. That's true. That's a good point, right? It's a very good idea. So, in other words, I guess the idea was that Moshe Rabbeinu's knowledge that was being entered into his heart was with 10-finger clarity. Not that everyone else was interpreting it into, hey, I was shot in the dark. Hey, there's a boiling pot, like it said in last week's Haftarah. There's a boiling pot. Hey, that must mean the Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed. Maybe not, but
Or
probably.
maybe
Right?
the pot's just boiling.
So, but Singer's not here. He's out of town for a month.
Month?
Yeah. So, I think that's what he's saying. But second of all, their seeing things was not seeing it with physical eyes. Kine. No, you say echad atzmai yuchal leheirois mehayin agashmi umehanefesh mufshetes meguf ushnei mekaimu heyoisei hanoisei hahu. Om kol echad roya oisei lefi darkoi. Hakad isei vakad isei. Ki arei hanefesh yechoylo lirois mashe bebovis mashe besoich hakoisel. A nefesh could see something which is behind the wall. Shahayin agashma yefshalom yipnei derechu. Somehow or other, if you want to give a Navi a vision of a lion, you don't have to show him a four-legged creature with a tail and a mane and a beard. Apparently, you show him something which represents the physical and spiritual and kochos of a lion, and he sees the lion in a nafshi's dig away. So that's the type of vision that they're seeing. Okay. Omnam Amran Neshama. Oh, this is the big question everyone had. What do you need the whole vision thing for? If you're telling me that the main point of prophecy is that the knowledge gets implanted in their hearts, so what's the point of the vision? Just come to the prophet, tell him, let him know, hey. This is what we're expecting, some turbulence, and that's it. So Amar Sechi, Yecholani Lahashav Lecha B'derech Nakel U'Pashat V'Hu. I'll explain to you. Ki Yoytze Kodesh Baruch Hu Lehigalos Al B'nei Ha'adam, Ki Darkei B'nei Adam, Kama Shebiyarnu Kvar. Ki Anivroim B'Tzurasam Atzma, Marim Ala Ashpo V'Amidas Al Yoynes, V'Mdugma Lehem Mamish. Al Kein Ha'adam Baruch Hu Mar Lehem Kvoidon, Edmus Ha'nivra Mimenu. This is a very hard paragraph.
One 163 in English, 162 in Hebrew. It's the whole idea that the physical eye doesn't, it's just a window for the soul to see it. which is beyond anything physical, he says. You see that? Both of them will establish a way according to their own nature, according to its own nature, the physical eye and the spiritual eye of the soul.
In other words, our entire existence is a manifestation of spiritual hashbois. And the spiritual hashbois that are coming down manifest themselves in this physical, reality that we're in. B'sider shalim Dugma Lacholan Yonim. Okay. So he says Hashem is using the system in the same language that we exist. We exist as people that are a manifestation of a spiritual Ratzon of Hashem. And therefore, Hashem doesn't want to just have the Navi be told about the Ratzon Hashem. He wants the Navi to experience the Ratzon Hashem through a physical creature, which is the manifestation of a spiritual Ratzon.
8:45.
Yeah. So somehow or other, that's
Did you get to the end of that number? Because
no.
I think it's really, really clear where he
It's very
uses
long. I know we don't get
in
to.
the analogy of the eye, that it's
We're going to continue tomorrow, guys.